Hello.
Kevin.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
We got some snacks here? Do you want some more chips?
Yeah. The show has started, so maybe don't crinkle the cracker wrapper.
Maybe now's not the time for cheese.
So yeah, this is Mandatory Movies, and this is the preview announcement episode for the...
Preview for episode four?
Yeah, sure. I don't know how we're actually numbering these or categorizing it. But anyway, yeah, so we're going to reveal what we're going to make each other watch, and...
Should we reveal the current release that we're doing?
Yeah, absolutely.
That would make sense.
It's going to be Detective Pikachu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I think is the sequel to Deadpool 2. Is that how this works?
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically. I mean, that was my impression when I saw the trailer.
I don't know the chronology, so.
So yeah, then we're going to do, our theme is going to be video game movies in general.
Right.
So that can be based on a video game or...
About a video game, including a video game.
Prominently featuring video games.
Yes.
Yeah, it was going to be video game adaptations, but there are no good ones. And we like to at least try to include something that's watchable.
There are a handful of okay ones, and then just a shit pile of... Well, shit pile movies.
Yeah, I looked at the like the list of them ranked from, you know, worst to best, I guess, and there were like nine. I think there were like 45 total, and like nine of them had single digit Rotten Tomatoes scores, including a couple of zeros.
And they're like number one, Street Fighter, and you're like, that's the best one.
No, the best one was the most recent Tomb Raider movie at 52%.
Ah. So they were just going by tomato meter?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was on RottenTomatoes.com, so it makes sense that they would do it that way.
Yeah. Did you say that?
I don't know.
Okay.
But anyway, so yeah, Detective Pikachu, video game movies in general. I feel like I'm gonna regret agreeing to this topic.
Yeah, you will. Well, and usually I was thinking about it because usually we like to pick. Like, kind of like maybe throw a decent movie in there, or a movie that we know is good, or like a classic.
Yeah, something that we actually like.
Yeah, and then maybe a couple movies that we know are just stinkers, and then maybe a couple that we think are okay.
Yeah, something might be fun to trash on. And
this might be all stinkers.
Boy, I don't know what this is going to be.
These might be like movies that, like guilty pleasure movies that we like but are terrible, or I don't know.
I'll at least take that.
Yeah.
I'll take that as a win. Because I don't even know what to expect from Detective Pikachu. Like you said, Deadpool 3. I mean, it looks literally like they just saw Deadpool and said, like, yeah, we could have that coming out of Pikachu's mouth.
Yeah, I mean, the Detective Pikachu trailers look like it'll be an entertaining movie, but I also thought the Happy Time Murders look good from the trailer. I was like, this could be interesting if they do it right. But no, it wasn't. It was not interesting.
I don't know. I don't know if I probably would have ended up seeing Detective Pikachu if we weren't doing it on the show, but I don't know if it would have been a priority exactly. I think I would have waited to see like what the consensus was. If people were really liking it, I probably would have gone. If people said it was a pile of shit, you know, if it was, you know, ranked toward the bottom of video game movies, I might skip it.
I can't wait for it. Like if it's bad and then all the reviewers like, who would be a good one? Like, Peter Travers would be like, Defective Pikachu. And you're like,
Peek-a-boo.
Yeah. Yeah, Travers sucks.
Oh, well, you mean the guy that either just trashes on something or praises it so much so that he can like get on the DVD cover?
Yeah, exactly. It's got to be movie poster boy.
Yeah.
Or they go in the scum bucket.
So what is the first choice of yours? We're each going to pick three.
Well, Brad, are we doing three and three, or am I doing one, then you doing one? Are we going back and forth? Are we doing a draft?
I think we can alternate, yeah.
All right. So for my first one, I'm going to plead
that you don't choose an Uwe Boll movie.
I thought about it, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, I sort of thought about it too, but I don't think I could spend 2 hours of my life watching one of those.
All right. So the first one I'm going to go with is Gamer.
Oh, yeah. That was actually on my list.
Haha, fuck you. So your first mandatory movie, Bradley, is Gamer.
Yeah.
Which you don't have a problem with because you were going to pick it.
I remember loving this movie, actually.
Yeah.
I remember thinking it was really cool. I don't know if it's actually good, but I remember it being really entertaining. I'm kind of a Neville Dean Taylor fan.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me too. Brad, your pick. Mandatory.
My pick is going to be Brain Scan.
Fuck.
Was that one of your
picks? That was on my list. That was the one that I said, there's no way you picked this one, and you fucking picked it.
I've had this DVD for like a decade, and I've never watched it.
Mm. Really?
Really.
I just took a drink. No, I think I've seen Brain Scan 25 times.
Really?
Yeah.
So I take it it's actually good or entertaining?
It's how old was I in the 90s when this came out? What was it, 94? I was 11, so I watched a lot of movies a lot when I was 11. Didn't necessarily mean they were good. Don't know if it holds up well because I haven't watched it in 20 years.
I think it looks awesome. Like, I think I bought it because it was like a $3 like bargain bin movie, and it just looked cool. And then I probably bought it along with like 30 other movies that week or something. And then it just got buried.
I remember Frank Langella in that one.
Yeah, Edward Furlong.
Edward Furlong.
When he was on The Ascent.
Oh my God,
Edward Furlong,
like the hottest actor around.
Yeah, we talked about Pet Sematary on the last episode, he was in Pet Sematary 2.
The Deuce,
the one that was even worse than Pet Sematary.
He was in The Deuce with who was it? Who played his dad in that one?
Gary Busey.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That was the fucking the guy from ER in the Top Gun.
Anthony Edwards. Speaking of Top Gun, that was also mentioned on the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
Meet the Parents.
That's right. I like that you did that. Mm-hmm. Sort of.
Tying it in.
Yeah, even though we didn't record that yet.
Oh, shit. Ooh, come on. Anyway, what's your next choice?
Well,
since it's not Brain Scan,
hold on. Let me look at something. Look up some movies. I'm going to go with The Wizard. Brad, you may remember The Wizard, the commercial for Super Mario Brothers 3. The
90-minute ad.
And the power glove.
It's so bad. The Wizard is one of my all-time favorite guilty pleasures. I actually did not choose this one.
Wow, really?
I was not going to choose it, but
really?
I was kind of thinking you might. So I didn't want to steal it. But
that was actually a late addition to my list.
A late addition?
Yeah. As of 15 minutes ago.
Yeah,
I was like, wait, that movie's about games.
Yeah, it is. Ninja Guy Dan. Jimmy knows that one.
Just start naming movies that I think are games that aren't.
Yeah.
How about Avatar? Oh, shit, that's not a game.
so that one's going to be easy to watch and fun. I love The Wizard.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I remember watching that movie a lot. I was, growing up in the 80s and 90s, if you didn't watch any Fred Savage movies, I don't know how you survived.
There were a couple of really great ones, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
The Little Monsters.
Yeah, Little Monsters. Yeah, and with Howard Mandel was in that one.
Old Howard.
Keep it formal.
Call him Mr. Mandel. But...
Which body swap movie was Fred Savage in? Was it Vice Versa? He was in
Vice Versa, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Because Judge Reinhold is another of my sort of favorite.
That's one of my favorite bits of trivia was all the body swap movies that came out within like a year of each other. Love it.
What's the trivia?
Well, Vice Versa, like Father, like Son, 18 Again, Big, they all came out like...
Oh, okay.
Like within a year of each other. Like all these studios were like, we're doing that too.
Well, maybe they were just all, it's like the collective unconscious or something.
Might have been.
They were all thinking about it at the same time. No, definitely not.
They're probably like, they greenlit a fucking body swap movie. Let's do this. We got to do Freaky Friday again.
Freaky Friday is kind of good, actually.
Yeah. Which one?
The remake is actually solid.
Yeah, pretty solid.
Oh, I don't know. I saw it at the drive-in 16 years ago. Maybe it doesn't hold up.
Speaking of solid... Brad, what's your next pick?
It could be described as a solid. It's going to be the another Christopher Columbus movie.
Oh, really? The Explorer? Oh, wait. You deleted that episode? Nobody's going to get that.
No, I didn't delete that. That was our first episode.
Oh, really?
According to the relaunch. Anyway, I'll delete that part.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. Just delete the whole fucking stream.
We're going to be watching the Adam Sandler, Kevin James
Spanglish?
Classic.
Oh,
Pixels.
Shit. Yeah. Oh, man.
I have seen it, and I can tell you that it's at least an enjoyable piece of shit.
I don't know if I have seen it. So we're basically just picking shitty movies. We're not even trying to go over anything like War Games or anything that's
there's nothing
like
actually passable. Good. Even War Games isn't that good. I actually watched that a couple years ago, and it's fine. Like it doesn't deserve like the credit that it gets.
That's why I called it passable.
I mean, honestly, I think of the options we have, even broadening it to movies about video games, I think Gamer is about as good as it gets. So we are choosing the cream of the crop here.
Yeah, that's a good point. I guess I'll choose As Good As It Gets. As we all know, based off the video game, As Good As It Gets.
You make me want to be a Batman, Kevin.
Yeah. What a great, that great NES game where you have to win the waitress's affection. While hanging out with your gay neighbor. Anyway, I don't really have, since you stole Brain Scan. I think I might go with one that I know is also pretty good solid. Double Dragon.
Oh, that was mine.
Yes.
Fuck.
Fuck you.
I've never seen Double Dragon. I'm actually kind of excited to watch. I sort of forgot that it existed.
Yeah. Whenever I think about it, I always like get it confused with Dungeons and Dragons when I think about like the movie. One has Marlon Wayans and one has Alyssa Milano.
Have you ever seen Dungeons and Dragons?
Yes. It came out.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
I bought the DVD.
Because it was on sale. I was $24.99.
Nope. It was a New Line Platinum series. I assumed it was good.
Yeah, it's just your... Wasn't Jeremy Irons in that one?
Yeah, he was.
You're a Jeremy Irons completionist, though, right?
A completist, yeah.
Completist? Completionist.
Yeah. You completed the word and then some.
You're a completionista, I believe.
Yeah, my favorite part of that movie is when they're like robbing somebody, and Marlon Wayans picks up this giant thing. He's like, "What are you doing? Why are you taking that?" He's like, "It's a dragon tooth. It's this huge thing." And I don't know why that's like something that's thievery worthy.
Does Jeremy Irons play the bad guy?
I don't know. I guess. Yeah, I remember he's
done that a few times.
He's at the top of a tower, and I just remember there are a ton of that was like the dawn of the era where they would do those like stupid excessive aerial shots of like like Lord of the Rings did it a bunch with like Isengard, where they would just constantly circle the fucking CGI tower. There you go.
Yeah. Jeremy Irons is not. He picked a lot of real downers in the 90s, didn't he?
He did.
I guess he made up for it with Lion King, right?
Whatever. It's true.
Yeah.
I do love Die Hard with a Vengeance. I think that's the best one.
That's true. Obviously, his best movie is The Three Musketeers, so.
Without question. Not even worth mentioning.
Oh, no, wait. Man in the Iron Mask. Shit!
Oh! Now I look stupid.
It is Musketeers, though.
Fuck. But anyway, so Double Dragon. The movie that inspired. Which
reminds me of my favorite candy bar, Snickers. Three Musketeers.
Oh, there you go.
Anyway, edit that out. Where are we going next? Did we do six? Are we good? We
three. No. I have one more.
What's your next one, bitch?
Bitch. I guess my last alternate is. Let me look and see if I really want to do. All
right. While you do that, I'll grab some cheese here. All right.
I'm going to go with...
Which one? What are we picking?
Surf Ninjas.
Oh, shit. Isn't that the one that Rob Schneider's in?
Yeah.
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 Oh, my God.
Technically based on a video game. It was produced in part by Sega before the movie came out, and while it was being written, there was like the Game Boy game that was, you know, being sort of written parallel to it. So it's technically a video game movie.
It's based on a Rob Schneider short story.
No, I was reading about it though, and like the writer of the movie was talking about like his process of writing it, and he was knowing that it was going to be a video game too, he was writing sequences in the movie that would also work as like cool action video game scenes.
This is going to be the level where Rob Schneider is in a wheelchair or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, so I haven't seen this movie in probably 20 years, and I wonder if it's just like they just keep jumping onto other platforms and just like kicking like 100 bad guys.
A platformer movie?
Yeah. You know, they just kick a bunch of like minions that disappear.
Just like this ninja guy didn't fucking
fall off the screen.
Careful, you have to jump when the snow is blowing away from you, otherwise you'll fall into the pit. It's a ninja guy didn't joke.
Well, I mean, Jimmy knows that one.
Yeah, this could be the first recording we've done where I've seen all the movies before at some point in my life.
See, I haven't. Have you seen Pixels?
Oh no, I haven't.
You haven't seen Detective Pikachu?
I forgot you.
Pikachu either.
Wow. You haven't seen Detective Pikachu?
Believe it or not, no.
Detective Pikachu? No, I have not. Because that comes out in May for sure. Whatever day that is.
It's a Friday, I believe.
Yeah. And we are not picking Avengers Endgame as our movie.
No.
Yeah.
I don't have 3.5 hours to sit through that.
Do you think anybody's going to do a review of that movie? Like a podcast review?
I doubt it.
Yeah, probably not. It's going to fly way under the radar.
That would have been a good like untapped market we could have broken into.
Yeah. Yeah. The MCU movie reviews. We could have been on the forefront of something pretty good.
Fuck. Instead, we're going to be talking about Pixels. Well, anyway.
Hey, Pixels, you know, the first of many. They're gonna stretch that. This is going to be like Star Wars. They're going to make 40 of those. Kevin James will just have different weights in everyone. He'll be thin in the first one and fat in the second one.
I wonder if Pixels 2... by the way, he plays the president in Pixels.
Of course he does.
And Adam Sandler just plays like his friend. They just hang out.
Next thing I want you to tell me is that they all just use their real names. He's President Kevin James. President Kevin James and his friend Adam.
So yeah, that's going to be next month on Mandatory Movies.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's listenable.
Hopefully anyone's looking forward to that.
Yeah, so I guess you want to like, if you want to play along, it's video games.
No, yeah, I get it.
You can watch those.
You said play. It's like a gaming term.
Well, no, they definitely don't want to. All right, yeah, so listen to that.
Wow. Don't listen to this. Oh. We have 2 more episodes to record after this.
They're going to be longer.
Yeah, a lot longer. Wow. When are we going to add that third mic? We need somebody to pick up the slack. I guess it would be a second mic, because we're both using the same one. Get it? We didn't figure out how to end this, did we?
No.
So, yeah.
Okay, goodbye.